It's Make It Merry on AMP Mornings with Katie and Ed.
So if you missed it and I've had a few people on Instagram be like, who's T? What are you talking about? We had Jay on our show. She wrote this very personal nomination letter about a very dear friend of hers.
T and her 3-year-old daughter required emergency assistance last month, November, after some heartbreaking domestic abuse. After escaping the situation, they lived in a shelter for the month of November. While they have had some happy news recently, moving into a safe home now, they are starting over. They moved into the home with just a few things and the clothes on their backs.
Just completely heartbreaking story.
You can read the full letter. It's on our website at ampcalgary.com. We have a GoFundMe page there, which is just...
It's... I'm at a loss for words because, I mean, we started it at 2,000.
Yep.
Just, you know, it's just so we had something tangible.
Mm-hmm.
We hit that in a day.
Yep.
So we bumped it up to 5, then 6. Every day we are hitting that goal, which is so great, helping this family get back on their feet.
Shout out to Sam and Evan, who've both donated. ArmTech Calgary Drainage Customer Service gave us $100 yesterday.
That's
of
cool.
Of course, we had an anonymous $1,000 donation yesterday. South Center calling us to donate $1,500 worth of gift cards.
And that's the best part about all this is we're getting a lot of the things on our wish list. So once this money is handed over to T and her daughter, it can be used for rent and food. They mm-hmm. don't have to spend their time looking for furniture and all that stuff.
Start a savings account.
Yeah.
Even, you know?
Yes.
That's kind of where we're focusing on right now. Cash donations are so, so important. Mm-hmm. So if you have an extra $5 or $10, ampcalgary.com. And there are a lot of people in the city who want to help in whatever way that they can. We've had a ton of different people from different walks of life reach out for different reasons. And if you ever want to call in and tell us about, you know, the donation you'd like to make, you can do that at 736-3835.
Hey, Valerie.
Well, I just listened to the nominated family for Make It Merry.
Oh, yeah,
T. And I'm actually a grade 6 teacher at Senator Patrick Burns, a Spanish bilingual school here in Calgary. And our students are really interested in contributing to help this family out.
Oh, that's my God,
awesome.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. Well, in grade 6 in humanities, we talk about democracy and active citizenship and what are ways we can be active and responsible citizens as grade 6s and when we become adults. And we talk about, you know, how we can connect with our representatives in our local communities and in our government that can help us affect change and be our voice. And when we need to be, you know, we need more support or stronger solidarity in our communities. And the students, I had them listen to the letter being read online. And they heard Teed's story and it made them reflect on their values and their identity as students within our community. And they really wanted to help.
That's
great.
Awesome.
I love that.
Tell your students that they're doing such an amazing thing for a mom and her little girl.
Yeah, they get A+ from us.
Absolutely. They're very excited to help out.
Well, hey, thank you so much for what you're doing and taking part because every little bit counts and we appreciate it so, so much.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for organizing this.
Have a good weekend, okay?
Sure.